Okay, so I was listening to a shiur last night, this morning, by Rai Et Shalom, and he made a point that I thought was really quite fascinating on the Tochacha. So at the end of the Tochacha, God says that at the end of all of this, right, at the end of all of this pain and suffering, right, God says, what will bring him to actually save the Jews?
That's you. Crying out.
Halavai b'tshuva, right? Fundamentally, I mean, he says, yes, azi kan alav amarel, azir tu adabanam. They will do tshuva. But fundamentally, what is really going to get God to...
They're
going to
cry out.
B'ti Yaakov, v'ad b'ti Yitzchak, v'ad b'ti Avram eskor, v'aretz eskor.
Yes.
Right? That I will remember the breed of the avot. And then again, right, three psukim later, right? It's after saying lo masim lo gal gal, you know, so we read, yeah, two psukim later, mem dalet. Va'af gam zop yotam be'eretz avehim lo masim lo galtim lechalotam lefer briti itam ki ani Adonai Elohim. Right, I haven't hated them. Why? Right, I'm sorry, to get rid of the brit. V'zacharti lehem brit rishonim asher otziti yotam be'eretz Mitzrayim le'inei agoyim liyot lohem le'elohim ani Adonai. Right, I'll remember the brit. Let's do this quickly. Okay? So you just pointed out an irony, right? Which is, okay, in the merit of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, in the merit of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, I will
return.
I will
stop the Tochacha.
I will stop all the punishments of the Tochacha. And what are the punishments of the Tochacha, right? Right, kicking you out of the land, making there be no food,
right,
killing children, and I will bring back the brachot, which mean that I will let you have the land, I will let you have many children, I'll have security, you won't be fighting, right, you'll be able to remain in the land, you won't be starving in the land, right, I'll reverse all the tochachot in the schud of Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov,
right.
So, if you didn't know Breishit, right? This is what I just never thought of it this way. If you didn't know Breishit, and I asked you, what type of life did Avram live in the land? What would you have said?
Secure.
He had an easy time having children. He had no enemies fighting him. He never had to leave Israel because of lack of food. Right? Meaning, if in the schud of Avram, we are going to go back to the land, right? Stop losing children and be fruitful, right? Have food, right? Not have enemies. You would think that if it was all in the schud of Avram, that Avram would have had that life.
Right? All the more so.
Right? Yeah. Elamai, right? It's as if, right? The irony of the Tochacha is if it basically takes Avram's life and says, right? Avram was awesome because he basically lived the Tochacha, right? In a slightly toned down version, but like the basic contours of the Tochacha. Not having food, having to flee the land because there was no food, suffering without children, right? Having enemies fighting him constantly,
right?
He basically went through, right, the basic categories discussed in the Tochacha. Avram had them. Uvechol zot, during that time, he forced relationship with God, remained committed to God, and it was... What?
Very pious man.
Yeah, he was like awesome,
right?
And you know, at some level, they take it slightly differently than Angelum did, but I think the point is right, right? And the key words of God saying, right, the beginning of right before the Tochacha, God said, "If you're good, what am I going to do with you?
Return you."
V'hitalachti, right? Itchem, I'll walk with you, which is a language from.
Got it.
Avram, right? Daleich lefanai ve'yet, right? Daleich lefanai ve'yet tamim, right? Meaning, if you are good, then, right, basically I have the relationship that I had with Avram, right, with you. Right, but the amazing thing is, like, Avram did it before it was cool, right? And Avram did it before the reward actually came, right? And that may be what it means, v'zacharti et briti Avraham. Right, it's, what am I going to remember? I'm going to remember that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov stuck with me, believed that I was with them, believed that they had a brit with me, even though, right, it's true about Yaakov also, right? As Yaakov is leaving Israel to go to Mitzrayim, God says, don't worry, I'll be with you there.
Right.
Right? Meaning, they stuck with me, even though it looked more like the Tochacha than the Brachot. Mm-hmm. And all they knew was that the Brit was that eventually, they would get Brachot. Their children would have Brachot. Right? It's that merit that God says, look, right? If they stuck with me when things were bad, then how can I let their children, right? Right now is the reward, right? Now is the delayed reward of the Avot, right? The promise was their children, right? It's if they could be with me when so to speak, I didn't deserve it, right? I hadn't yet filled my size of the Brit, then even when their children don't necessarily deserve it, right? At the end of the day, I'll give them something they don't deserve. That's the Brit, mm-hmm. right? Which I thought was just a fascinating sort of twist, right? Because you never think about it, right? You're like, oh, that sounds really nice. Chartiya Briti Avraham. Until you realize, like, pretty much every box in the Tochacha Avraham lived through in some way, shape, or form, right? And almost none of the Brachot, right? He continued his relationship with God on the faith that it would eventually get better, mm-hmm. right? And it's that faith and that belief in God, right, that God says, well, if that's how you're going to act, then I will indeed pay it back, right, when your children may not deserve it, right, by manifesting those brachot that I promised to you.
Right.
Okay.